internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
It's time once again for the Stephen Roy Podcast. I am he. I am the Stephen Roy. It is the 19th of July, the year of our Lord, 2025. Got a lot of things to talk about. We'll do a lot of that to start out. Play some new music for you if I can get the interwebs to work. One of these days I'm going to have to invest in a new playout computer. Most of the music I play on this show is from a hard drive attached to my 20-plus-year-old production computer, which also records the podcast. And then we upload it to the FTP server. Thank you to everyone who makes the Gamebird server possible, and thanks to Dishnut Pat and all the Dishnuts for broadcasting the show on Radio Free Dishnuts. Where we've been since, if memory serves, like early 2002? That's a long time. Except for the time I worked full-time in radio, so we're talking over 20 years. I'll talk about that and more on the Rumble, so let's do that first. Let me take the headphones off. Took me a minute to get going today. That's okay. Got all my chores done this morning. Let's rumble. Let's rock and rumble. Waited so long, my custom recording computer went off. Okay, here we go. Welcome to the Rumble for July 19th, the year of our Lord, 2025. I am your hoster with the moster, Stephen Roy. And yes, that is my real name, if you're wondering. So a lot to tell you about. You know, I wore a t-shirt the last couple shows because I wanted to appear professional. And now I don't give an F, no. I do give an F. I know that there's broadcasters looking at this, so. Hey, I am who I am. If you don't like it, I guess you can move on to someone else. I didn't show you this last week. This is my new tattoo. A cross with angel wings around it. I got that as I fixed my chair. This good television. That sounds like that Gilbert Gottfried. Remember him? God, he was a funny man. I saw him on some movie on the telly the other day. I've had this one for 5 years. Well, you can really see it good on the video today. It wraps around my shoulder. It's faded bad in 10 years. And that's my own fault, especially the red. This is supposed to be red. It's faded bad. The blue doesn't look bad. It's faded bad on the red. This was yellow. That's faded because I didn't put sunscreen on it. So that's my fault. But this is a globe, eagle, globe, anchor. That's the Marine Corps logo. This eagle I found on the book face. And it's just so cool with the eagle's wings outspread. And took five sittings to do that. This was done in one sitting with a local artist, who is just great. And then I also got this one. I'll see if I can turn so you can see it here. It's going to be upside down, but I'm going to turn so you can see it. See that? That's a cross. It's upside down now. It says 224. If you Google 224, it means today, tomorrow, forever. And Dee and I have matching tattoos. No names, just the tattoos. The crown, of course, is because Jesus Christ is King. He is the King of our lives. And I pray for my children that they will know Him as I do. Got a new song, brand new song from Tasha Layton. I'm going to play if the interwebs want to. I tried to play it on this computer, and it just took forever to load up. I haven't played music from the interwebs on that in forever. I play from a big hard drive that's connected to it by FireWire. I don't think any computers do FireWire anymore. I think it's all USB 3 or some USB format, if memory serves, or you just have a big hard drive on your computer. They even make solid-state hard drives for production computers nowadays that don't have fans. They'll have like a big heat sink to cool it. And of course, if you're a gamer, you know there's all kinds of ways to cool a computer. They even have liquid cooling, you know, that uses like fans and a little radiator to cool your computer. There's all kinds of cool computers. If you're a gamer, then you probably need more computing power than anyone. I get it. Gamers are the first ones to complain if they have slow interwebs, right? Am I right? I know, it's the internet. I'm trying to be funny. Yeah, I know. Not funny, right? So this week, I had an interview with a radio station. Now, I'm not going to mention the station or the company or anything, but and it went very well until we talked about salary. And I guess I'm going to have to go to a major market station, or at least a large market station, to get a good salary. My first full-time job I can talk about was in Sitka, Alaska, and I took a low-paying job. I made about $24,000 a year in Southeast Alaska. So I went from making more than twice that to $24,000 a year. Did not work. And that was in 2003. Okay? It's now 2025. I don't know how anybody could survive. You couldn't survive on $24,000 in 2025. Thanks to the bribe and bloodbath that was, and yes, prices have fallen since then, but money's just not worth what it was before the bribe and bloodbath inflation. So gas has dropped somewhat. It's about between $2.50 and $2.60 a gallon here in West Texas. When I first came here in 2017, it was $1.75 a gallon. Now, the cheapest I ever remember gas in Skankafornia, where I grew up, it was a beautiful place to grow up back then. Thanks to French Laundry Gabby, he has destroyed the once beautiful state of my wonderful childhood. That's how I describe it. And I truly describe leaving California as escaping California. I escaped in May of 2017. I re-entered the United States June 1st, 2017, north of Muleshoe. There's a highway that runs from Clovis, New Mexico, diagonally, eventually ends up in Lubbock. So north of Muleshoe, that's where I crossed the border into the great state of Texas. I still remember the Texas sign, "Welcome to Texas." You know, we saw the same sign coming back from Ruidoso, which I talked about on last week's show, that had massive hail damage. Yes, there is massive hail damage. A lot of my neighbors have had to replace roofs, garage doors, windows. Cars have been destroyed. Hail damage all over cars. Actual busted out windshields from hail that big. So, there you go. That's what happens when you live in God's country. Now, it doesn't matter where you live. I mean, look at Kerrville. I was in Ruidoso. And my family rented a big house. We had a wonderful time. Nice house up on a hill overlooking the mountains, kind of above downtown Ruidoso, up on a hill. So you're safe from flooding. And the fire was a good distance away from there. My brother-in-law said, "Hey, there's flooding in Kerrville. Oh, it's getting worse." It rose to like over 30 feet. That's why there was massive flooding. Now, they did cloud seed 2 days before the floods. So nobody wants to talk about that, but that's a fact, Jack, that clouds were seeded 2 days before the flood. All right. My phone beeped. Yep. All right, let's go to the Twitter, where I now have 8,176 followers. Thank you so much if you follow me there. You can follow me on the X, @StephenRoyRadio on the X. It's also the same on the Rumble. I have to itch my nose. No, I don't do cocaine. I don't do any drugs. Now, this cup may or may not have an adult beverage. So good. Tastes like a pina colada. Dee is a mixologist. Maybe she missed her calling. Maybe she should have been a bartender. She's truly a mixologist. I end up usually messing that up when I try to do it. All right, let's go to the X. Got to click on the right thing. Nobody wants to know about my notifications. So I click on the Stephen Roy X at Stephen Roy Radio. Why does it seem like our government is covering for child rapists? That seems to be the question of the week, right? Now, President Trump and the White House, I'm not going to call it the Slide House. I still have respect for President Trump and his policies. But why is it all of our government is protecting pedos? That's the question of the day. Why are they protecting child rapists? And my response was this. They're not just your average rapists of children. Though there's nothing more disgusting than being a pedophile. They are rich pedos getting away with absolutely destroying innocent lives. And our government is complicit. That's the worst part. Our government is complicit in protecting these rich pedos. Do you think you or I would be protected? No, no, no. They would do a Diddy on us. They would do a Diddy on us. They would do a Jared from Subway on us. They would prosecute us if they even framed us with the tiniest bit of child porn. You're going to be going to the pokey. Now, if you've got 18,000 images of children being molested, raped, whatever, you deserve the time in the pokey. You deserve to be cellmates with Bubba. And guess what happens to pedos in prison? Yeah, it's not good. You probably won't be coming home. I'm not going to feel sorry for you if you're a pedo. I'm not. I'm just not. They must be prosecuted. Because I guarantee you the average Joe is prosecuted. I see those prosecutions in West Texas. There are people that you thought you could trust at church, at school, at any average everyday place that have gotten in trouble with the law, and I don't feel sorry for you. Hey, you don't want to go to the pokey? Don't commit the crime. That's how you avoid going to the pokey. And yet, leftist idiots are hitching their bandwagon to criminal illegal aliens that rape and murder and just do the most unspeakable things you could even imagine. Child trafficking, sex trafficking women, child labor, slavery. That's right, child slavery. They're entrapping children on pot farms in California. You know, if you're 10, 11 years old, you shouldn't have to work 12, 18 hours a day at a pot farm in Skankafornia. Okay? You shouldn't have to. Now, disclaimer, I voted for legalization of pot in California. Okay? If you smoke one hit from one doobie, I don't think you're a criminal. I don't think you should go to jail. People can get drunk every day, and that's not a problem. You can drive drunk and kill a family of five, and we hear about that on the news. When was the last time you heard about someone taking out a family of five after smoking a doobie? Never. I've never heard that happen unless something else was involved, like prescription drugs or alcohol. But people are killed on the roadways every day by drunk driving, and that's okay. So it's okay if you go home every night and get drunk off your A, and that makes you a functional alcoholic if you can make it to work the next morning. You got to get drunk every night. But if you smoke one hit from a doob every night, you're a criminal? No, I don't think so. Now, they tried to outlaw THC, all forms of THC, even 0.01%, which I think is what CBD and things like that. I mean, actual things that actually help people. Now, I've known people that smoke pot and cut their pharmaceutical drug use in half. And if you have chronic pain and you can cut your drug use in half, that's a great thing. If you can cut the opiates in half that you need because you have genuine chronic pain, I think that's a good thing that you've been able to cut your drugs in half or you don't have to take them at all. Isn't that awesome? Now, well,
Pot's a gateway drug, elite to more.
If you have an addictive personality, you're gonna sniff glue. I mean, you're gonna huff Ready Whip. You're gonna find a way to get high. Okay, you're gonna spray. You know they lock up spray paint in stores because you're gonna spray paint into a paper bag and then sniff that. You know, I mean, if someone has an addictive personality, they're gonna do it. But there are the vast majority of people can smoke a little doob every night, and they're fully functional. They're not hurting anybody. They're not getting drunk off the ray. Alcoholics stop drinking alcohol and go into DTs. They have to go into rehab or they could die. Same with morphine. You're a morphine addict, a heroin addict. What happens, right? Heroin is an opiate like morphine or codeine or OxyContin or hydrocodone. They are addictive. And guess what happens if you have an opiate addiction and you stop? You could die when you go through DTs. That's why they have things like methadone that wean you off of the opiate. Yes. So marijuana is not physically addictive. Oh, yeah, sure. You can be, you know, psychologically addicted to it because you like the high. But guess what? If you stop smoking tomorrow, you're not going to die. You're not going to go into DTs. You're not going to get the heebie-jeebies. You're not going to die, okay? And that's the truth. So I know people that have quit drinking and quit smoking cold turkey, okay? But I doubt they were alcoholics, or we're talking DT action. I post cute videos all the time, too. Now, there's an interview that I want to see. Oh, D and I last night saw 28 Years Later. Now, if you've watched the show for years, you know I'm a huge zombie fan, okay? I watched virtually every episode of The Walking Dead. That's 10 years of episodes. D and I just finished this latest season of Dead City. I've watched Daryl Dixon. I've watched Daryl Dixon, Book of Carol. I watched Fear the Walking Dead. I am really into zombie movies. So D and I watched 28 Days Later a couple weeks ago. Night before last, we watched 28 Weeks Later, which was actually better than I remember. I remembered it wasn't as, I mean, it's not as good as 28 Days Later, which is typical of sequels, but it wasn't bad. It's okay. 28 Years Later, not the greatest. Now, the survival storyline is good, okay? These are just people trying to survive the zombie apocalypse, which is in this case is the Rage virus. My biggest complaints about the movie was the soundtrack was the worst I have ever heard. I mean, it was nothing but noise. I mean, yeah, that was annoying, right? Yeah, that's what it was like. It was just annoying noise throughout most of the movie. I mean, it was so annoying. He's like, arr! Now I have hearing aids, okay? And they will discriminate noise and they will actually attenuate noise. And then I can hear the good stuff too. And I found it annoying, but I found it, why am I yawning? I was woke up at 6:30. Anyway, I don't recommend 28 Years Later. See it if you want to. The survival part of the story is good. There are some good characters, like Dr. K. I don't remember his real name. Krasengime. Something with a K. Dr. K in this movie is good. I really enjoyed that. You'll see actors and actresses you've seen before. One of the main parts is the woman that played in Killing Eve. And she's good. Good actress. So there are good parts of the movie. I like the storyline. 28 years later, the Rage virus is still active. And the premise of, I'm not going to give it away, but the premise of the movie is that the UK has been quarantined. So they fought the virus off of continental Europe, off of the mainland, and it's been quarantined in the UK. So that's the premise of the movie. You'll have to check it out. That part The storyline of Survival is why I like zombie movies. It was good. It was just that annoying soundtrack that was just so bad. I mean, I realize they use sound to create mood in a movie, but it was just like relentless, massive pounding that it was just annoying. It really was. I suppose if I watched it at home, I could turn the volume down, but when you're at the movie theater, it's just like never ending. I mean, never ending. So that's what I said. I said, by the way, as a huge fan of zombie films, 28 years later was much less than I expected. The worst soundtrack in the history of ever. Nothing but annoying loudness. The story of Survival was the only redeeming storyline of the movie. The fact that they were, I said story and storyline in the same sentence.
Very brilliant, David.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Here's a video Mrs. Lindsey Gramnesty and what was his name? John McShame. He is called the canary of the Hanoi Hilton. That's what his fellow prisoners called him. The canary of the Hanoi Hilton, because he sang like a canary. That means he's a traitor. That he gave in to the torturous Vietnamese troops, whatever. Yeah, I suppose anyone can be tortured to the breaking point. They'd have to kill me before I gave up government secrets. They would have to kill me. So John McShane did not resist. He gave in and gave up government secrets. So I'm not going to celebrate him as an American hero. I'm not. That's one of the few books that I've ever read is Hanoi Hilton. Good book. So here's a video showing John McShame and Mrs. Lindsey Gramnesty as they were, kissing the A of Ukraine in 2016. They went to Ukraine after the 2016 election. They stated Russia hacked the 2016 election, which is a bunch of BS. You know, anyone can spend money for Facebook ads. And Russia spent like $100,000 in Facebook ads. Think about that. That's not enough to sway any election. Any election. Not even a state representative. $100,000 is really nothing. When you can consider they spend billions in presidential elections. Do I like that? No, I do not. If it was up to me, there would be no spending on commercials for elections. They would have one debate before every election. No advertising is allowed. No commercials are allowed for campaigning. That if I was in charge. However, that begins to sound like government control, doesn't it? Kind of like Zohan the communist that's running in New York. That sounds like government control, right? Who am I to tell a broadcast station what they advertise? It's kind of like NPR. Now, I've applied for jobs at a couple of NPR stations. And the one I applied for recently is a great station. It is. In fact, and I'm not going to mention the name of the station because they don't advertise here. In fact, a Texas congressional representative mentioned the station and the good work they do. And they do. I'm not going to mention the name of the station, but it's an NPR station in Dallas. And they do good work. So I would hate to see them defunded. However, the vast majority of NPR stations, all they do is spew the leftist line. All they do is toe the line, spewing leftist Democrat talking points. I mean, it's laughable when you listen to all these left-wing networks. And NPR stations can advertise just like a commercial radio station. Used to be they couldn't. When I started in broadcasting and public access television, and back then, we were not allowed to do certain things. Like, you could not say, hey, go to Bob's Utahs. They're the best in town. That's a qualitative statement. You can't do that. You can't say they're the best in town. You can't do that if you're a nonprofit broadcast. That's the way it used to be. Well, now NPR can run commercials. You can run qualitative spots or quantitative spots. Hey, go to Bob's Used Car Lot. They're not only the best. Bob's Used Cars are not only the best in town, they're the lowest priced in town. You could not do that, right? But you can now. So there should be a level playing field. If you can play the same advertising as a commercial radio station, why do you get nonprofit status when you are making a profit? And I guarantee you that PBS stations, NPR stations, in large markets are making millions. They're probably spending a lot too. They probably have big staffs, but they are making money. Let's not kid ourselves here. So why should we, the public, have to spend millions of dollars of our taxpayer dollars going to that? Okay, we've got to control government spending. So Donald Trumpo, he Googles Mike Johnson, and this is what he gets. He gets pictures of Michael Malbama and Michael's wiener. That is funny. That is funny. And I said, Michael, with the transgender emoji. Yes, there's a tranny emoji. That is very funny. Now listen to this from Arizona, as we're almost 24 minutes into the show. Real Robert posted this. And here are the key takeaways of the official results of the Arizona Stand Senate audit of the 2020 election. Remember I told you 2020 was a massive fraud election? Massive fraud election to overthrow the United States of America. And it worked. That's why you had a demented zombie who did not make a decision. Do you know there was an average of 600 auto pens a day throughout the Bribin bloodbath that happened in the Slide House? Listen to this. Here's the takeaway of the Arizona Stand audit up to the 2020 fraud election. Over 250,000 early votes with no record, unaccounted for. That's 250,000 votes. No one knows where they came from. They are completely unaccounted for. That's enough to sway an election in Arizona. Over 23,000 voted by mail after moving from the state or the United States of America. So 23,000 ballots were for people who did not live in Arizona. Over 23,000 voters who cast double votes. Now, I told you about the videos I've seen of people counting votes over and over and over. They take the votes and they put them in the top of this counting machine. Go through the counting machine. They take them out. Put them back in the top of the voting machine. Counting the same votes over and over and over again to get the result they wanted. It happened in more than just Arizona Stand. It happened in Pennsylvania, or as I like to call it, POSA. It happened in many different states. Over 23,000 voters with double votes in Arizona. Over 9,000 more mail-in ballots received and recorded than the official number of mail-in ballots. 9,000 ballots more than were actually received in Arizona. Over 50,000 counterfeit ballots. Over 50,000 fake ballots, fake votes in Arizona Stand. Dominion Voting's best friend is Arizona. John Polaus, the CEO of that company, under oath, outright lied about the fraud election. The Hobbit, Katie Hobbs, and her co-conspirators. So Katie Hobbs, I like to refer to her as the Hobbit. The Hobbit and her co-conspirator, Adrian Fontes, facilitated the overthrow of the U.S. government in 2020 and overthrew the state government of Arizona in 2022. Let's not forget about that, okay? 2020, massive fraud in Arizona Stand. 2022, massive fraud in Arizona Stand. 2024, massive fraud election in Arizona Stand. That's right. So any investigation into election fraud elections should begin right there. The epicenter of fraud elections, massive fraud election in Arizona Stand. Mm-hmm. And Carrie Lake, who lost the governorship to the Hobbit, because of fraud? Lost the Senate race because of fraud in Arizona? Carrie Lake said, I want investigation into a fraud election, prosecutions for past fraud election crimes, and serious election reform. Can you imagine? Now here in West Texas, I know my vote's counted. I know there's probably not fraud election. It would be difficult. But in places like Dallas and Houston, there is fraud election. There is fraud election. The only thing that's going to stop that is not mail-in votes. No mail-in voting. Very, very scarce absentee ballots. Like, say, if you're disabled or if you're a veteran that's serving overseas, that should be the only absentee ballots. You can't go to the poll to vote or you're overseas, right? Now, here in Texas, we have like 2 weeks of early voting. So don't tell me, I don't want to stand in a long line to vote. I'm not standing in a line. If you can't vote in early voting, then you got a problem. In 2024, when I voted at United Supermarket, there was a line. But I wasn't even there 20 minutes, okay? It was a long line, but the volunteers there do such a good job, it didn't go long. It didn't go long at all. All right, let me go back, and we'll continue on. Oh, we only got 40 seconds left, so I don't have much to talk about. Here's NPR CEO. John Kennedy posted this. NPR CEO Catherine Mayer is back on the communist spooz network, spewing lies. She's digging herself into an even deeper hole. She claims NPR is a nonpartisan organization. So why did a former NPR editor find that in their $201 million DC newsroom, they spent $201 million in their DC newsroom, they had 87 Democrats, not one Republican. 87 Democrats in the NPR DC newsroom. 87 employees in the DC newsroom of the NPR station in DC. Seems like a lot. All right, that's going to do it for me on this week's Rumble. Thank you so much for watching. Hey, you have a good day, you have a good evening, and a good week. Yes, now you have to. All right, that's it for the Rumble. I will upload that. Let me get it off the tripod, because it's super high tech. I do have a new iPad. I must have been a good boy because someone got me a new iPad for my birthday. And let me tell you something, the video is so much better. It almost looks like I'm wearing makeup on my bald head. Of course, I'm not. I would if I worked in television. But I have a great face for radio, as you can see if you look at my ex at Stephen Roy Radio or The Rumble. Put my headphones back on. All right, let's play some music for you. I got some fun stuff queued up for you, but first, I have to play a birthday song for my son-in-law, Joe. Happy birthday, Joe. And then we got some fun songs to play. Like John Mayer, My Stupid Mouth. That's the story of my life. Avril Lavigne, I Don't Give a Damn. And Aaron Tippin. Because all these politicians or radio stations that don't want me, they can kiss this. But first, happy birthday, Joe.
said too much again. To a date over dinner yesterday. And I could see she was offended. She said, well, anyway, I'm just dying for a subject change. Oh, it's another social casualty. No filter in my head. Oh, what's a boy to do? I guess you better find one soon, yeah. We bit our lips. She looked out the window, rolling tiny balls of napkin paper. I played a quick game of chess with a salt and pepper shaker. And I could see clearly an indelible line was drawn between what was good, what just slipped out, and what went wrong. Oh, the way she feels about me has changed. Thanks for playing, try again. How could I forget? Mama said, think before speaking. No filter in my head. Oh, what's a boy to do? I guess you better find one. I'm never speaking up. Speaking up again, starting now. Starting now. One more thing, why is it my fault? So maybe I tried too hard. But it's all because of this desire. I just don't wanna be liked. Just don't wanna be funny. Looks like the joke's on me. So call me Captain Backfire. Speaking up again, starting now, starting now.
Oh my God, no way! Oh my God, RFD!
I'm not gonna cry about some stupid guy. real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
I set her up again to wash him down. And she had just about succeeded when that low down, no good cheating, good for nothing came strutting through the crowd. All he was leaning on so thick, he never missed a lick, professing his never ending love. Oh, but I never will forget when she stood up and said, "So I guess you think we're just gonna kiss and make up, don't you?" That's what she said. "Why don't you kiss? Hey, kiss this. And I don't mean on my rosy red lips. Me and you, I went through. And there's only one thing left for you to do. You just come on over here one last time. Fuck her up and close your eyes and kiss her this goodbye." Against the wall, chewing him like a bulldog on a bone. She was putting him in his place, and I mean right up in his face, dragging him down the list of under wrongs. It was just about now that the crowd gathered round. They'd come to watch him pay for his every sin. She called him everything under the sun, and when we thought that she was done, she reared back and she let him have it again, man. She said, "Why don't you kiss? Hey, kiss this. And I don't mean on my rosy red lips. Hey, me and you,
we're through.
And there's only one thing left for you to do. You just come on over here one last time. Fuck her up and close your eyes and kiss her this. Hey, kiss this.
Watching a great documentary about Clive Davis, and one of the bands that his record company represented was Milli Vanilli. I don't care that they didn't sing it. I like it. How many artists today use auto tunes? Will I Am.
From the start, you would break my heart, but still I had to play this painful part. You wrap me around your little bitty finger with your magic smile. You kept me hanging on a lover's cross a while. You put your spell on me, took my breath away, but there was nothing I could do to make you stay. I'm gonna miss you, all the love I feel for you. Nothing could make me change my point of view. Oh girl, girl,
house again tonight. I got the TV on, the sound turned down, and a bottle of wine. There's pictures of you and I on the walls around me. The way that it was and could have been surrounds me. I'll never get over you walking away. I've never been the kind to ever let my feelings show. And I thought that being strong meant never losing your self-control. But I'm just drunk enough let go of my pain, to hell with my pride, let it fall like rain from my eyes. Tonight I wanna cry. Would it help if I turned this sad song on? Myself would sure hit me hard now that you're gone. Or maybe unfold some old yellow lost love letters. It's gonna hurt bad before it gets better. But I'll never get over you by hiding this way. But I'm just drunk enough to let go of my pain, to hell with my pride, let it fall like rain from my eyes. Tonight I won't cry. But I'm just drunk enough to let go of my pain, to hell with this pride, let it fall like rain.
Love is so beautiful when everything is fine, but when it is like hers and mine, it lives and dies at least 10,000 times. Tell me something bad about Tulsa. How those old oil wells smell in the wind. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, so I won't have to go back believing I belong there again. Tulsa skies. I kept getting lost in when I met her. Hair like Oklahoma sand, I could run my hands through forever. But all good things must end, all rivers have to bend. I keep running out, but she keeps pulling me back in. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, how those old oil wells smell in the wind. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, so I won't have to go back, even I belong there again. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, so I won't have to go back, believing I belong there again.
Your name, oh yeah. RIAA Bite Me.
Denied!
From the internet, to your ears, this is RFD.
Go!
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
What are you waiting for? A graved invitation?
Quack, quack.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
Don't make me smack you.
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain. I'll juice you up.
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republican for which in my hands
with puberty and nachos. Nachos for all.
Teaser of what's to come. A teaser of what's to come. I've missed this. It is the second hour of the Stephen Roy podcast. That's right. Second hour is the rant-free hour of the Stephen Roy podcast for July 19th, the year of our Lord, 2025. I was just looking at a story about Obama and how they destroyed people's lives just to advance their narrative. Sound familiar? It's not new. I'm not going to rant about it because this is the rant-free second hour. Let's go ahead and try to play this one from Tasha Layton. If the interwebs cooperate, I don't think they will. The Rumble is loading at 2 megs per second now, up from about, you know, I don't know, 78K a second ago. So we'll see. Here we go.
I got a resurrection story, one I gotta tell. How Jesus changed my life and I'm still overwhelmed. But I know where I came from. I stand amazed at everything my God has done. Thank you for the air that I'm breathing. Thank you for a life full of meaning. Thank you for a brand new start. A broken heart is finally beating. Thank you for the joy that I'm feeling. Thank you for a new kind of freedom. Oh Lord,
Is that good or what? Yes, it was. Okay, let's play some Crowder now, and then we will play some fun music on the Stephen Roy Show.
I've called your name some broken night, and you showed up and patched me up like you do every time. I get amnesia, I forget that you keep coming around. Yeah, ain't no way you ever let me down. Good God Almighty. You say your love goes on forever, that your mercy never stops. So why would I assume you'll be somebody that you're not? Like sun in the morning, I know you're gonna be there every day. So what on earth could make me be afraid? Good God Almighty.
Oh my God, RFD!
And a voice that is Well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Buy you furniture for your house.
Maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a K-car.
A nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love. If I had $1 million,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
If I had $1 million,
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
If I had $1 million,
maybe we could put a little tiny fridge in there somewhere.
You know, we could just go up there and hang out.
Like open the fridge and stuff, and there would be foods laid out for us with little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat.
But not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep.
Like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
Eat Kraft dinner.
Of course we would. We just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
Mm.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art.
A Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy your
Whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I've been working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. Take this job and shove it.
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch.
Downtown in the rain, 9:30 on a Tuesday night, just to check out the late night record shop. Call it impulsive, call it compulsive, call it insane. But when I'm surrounded, I just can't stop. It's a matter of instinct, it's a matter of conditioning, a matter of fact. You can call me Pavlov's dog. ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? Dr. Landy, tell me you're not just a pedagogue. Cause right now I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did.
Radio was never like this. This is RFD.
I don't take my whiskey to extremes. Don't believe in chasing crazy dreams. My feet are planted firmly on the ground, but darling, when you come around, I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes, before I even realize the ride I'm on, baby, I'm long gone.
get carried away. Nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. Might seem like an ordinary night. Same old stars, the same old moon up high. But when I see you standing at your door, nothing's ordinary anymore. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Matters to being with you, like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Carried away, carried
Sunlight in Last time that we're talked about in this small town drama, it's gonna be the last night coming in here. all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines. Your hands tending to on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 by you.
Interweb sucks! Yes, it sucks so bad, it won't play.
Could be the computer, I don't know. Let's try to listen to something else. What are you gonna do? Looks like the computer's frozen. It's cause Vista sucks!
Way to Amarillo, I can't seem to get my fill of that little West Texas town. I've got a sweet thing built right, Betty, head to toe, she's mighty pretty, living in that West Texas town. Friday comes, it's time to roll, time for me to hit the road. I've got my eyes on the horizon, my little dish in that panhandle lights up like a Roman candle. When I reach that West Texas town, I'll sing it, Dave. From Big Spring all the way to Plainview, I can't wait to get to you know in that West Texas town. I drive through hell and half of Texas just to get to her. My breakfast waiting in that West Texas town. Friday comes, it's time to roll. Time for me to hit the road. I got my eyes on the horizon. My little dish in that panhandle lights up like a Roman candle. When I reach that West Texas town.
Baby, turn the porch light on.
Your big papa's coming home to that West Texas town.
This does sucks.
Her hands wrapped up in mine, tears rolling out of her eyes. No messing with a made-up mind, sun setting on goodbye. Yeah, it's hard to believe it wasn't me trying to leave this town. It ain't always always the cowboy that ain't got a lot of hang around, ain't got no settle down in their boots, gone just what they do, that restless running, searching for something, leaving love in the dust of a midnight Chevrolet. Side. Never heard lonely get this quiet. Still, I can't keep from smiling. Cause damn, that girl can fly.
Of the Rio Grande into Yellowstone, and I've seen firsthand Niagara Falls and the lights of Vegas, crisscross down to Key Biscayne and Chi-Town via Bangor, Maine. Think I've seen it all, and all I can say is, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls. And you can't tell them nothing. And I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big. But how about them cowgirls? She's riding coast in Steamboat Springs, baling hay outside Abilene. She's trying hard to fit in some city, but her home is near that big blue sky and the northern plains and those other wide open spaces. Nowadays there ain't as many, but how about them kids?
them cowgirls. Boy, she don't need you and she don't need me. She can do just fine on her own two feet. But she wants a man who wants her to be herself. And she'll never change, don't know how to hide her stubborn will or her fighting side. But you treat her right and she'll love you like no one else. Yeah, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls. But you can't beat the loving. And I tell you right now, girls, they just be seven wonders of this big old round world. But how about them cowgirls? How about them boys?
This is perfect. Come kiss me one more time. I couldn't dream this up, even if I tried. You and me in this moment feels like magic, don't it? I'm right where I wanna be. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go. Saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Lying next to you in this bed with you, I ain't convinced. 'Cause I don't know how, I don't know how heaven could be better than this. I swear you're an angel sent to this world. What did I do right to deserve you, girl? I could stay here forever. I'd be fine if we never had to even leave this room. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go. Saying how it's gonna be so good. Talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go. Saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Kiss me one more time.
Whisper to me softly, breathe words upon my skin. No one's near and listening, so please don't say goodbye. Just hold me close and love me. Press your lips
so right.
That's gonna do it for me today. You have a good one.
You're so right.
Yes, now you have to.
Lying here beside you, I hear the echoes of your sighs. Promise me you'll stay with me and keep me warm tonight. So hold me close and love me. Give my heart a smile.
Okay.